Hey, welcome back to another live broadcast. It is Deborah Sawyer. I am back in the house. I am your money literacy educator for your kids. So I wanted to share something with you. As you can tell from the title of this episode today, it's called She Said It Was Gambling, or something along those lines. I haven't quite decided on the title yet, but it's something along those lines. So yesterday evening, I was in a room full of five other social entrepreneurs running social enterprises in the community. We had to pitch our idea in front of a panel of strangers. So anyway, I was third in line. There were six of us pitching on the night. I was third in line. And then the three others came behind me and we took a break to have something to eat. Whilst I was sitting there quietly in the corner eating my soup and some rolls, bread roll, a young lady came up to me and she said, "Oh, I really love your page." And, you know, she was just chatting generally and she sat down. And so I told her a bit more about myself and my story as to how I became a financial literacy educator. And she said to me, she said, "Yeah, I know all about it. I know all about, you know, where there's financial problems in families." And she said, "You know, I grew up in a family of six or something like that. And the problem in the family was gambling, but that she didn't know or find out until she was 25. She was told by her family that they had a gambling problem as a family. And she said she looks back to when she was young and she remembers months where, you know, her parents would be all happy and wonderful whilst they're gambling. And then maybe a day or two before bills are due to be paid, they get all, you know, stressed out over money and where they're going to get the money to pay for this and pay for that. And everything is rationed and this, that, and the other. And then that will get sorted out. And the following month, they would do that. And then the following month, they'll do that. And it just became the norm for her. Now, there's a few things I took from that. First of all, young people emulate what they see. In that situation, she could quite easily be a gambler herself now if she wasn't careful. You know, because they do and pick up on what we as adults do. And that's a money problem. That's a money problem. That's a not only an addiction problem, but also, you know, a money problem for the family. You know, one that can quite easily be fixed with some financial education, whether it's for the parents, but more importantly for the young people, so they can unlearn the things that, you know, is not ideal for them. So anyway, she said, "Oh, you know, I don't have any kids," you know, and I was like, "Oh, okay." I'd say she's probably in her late 20s, maybe early 30s. And she said, "Look, you know, if I ever have any kids, yeah, I would make sure that they learn and they should be better." And, you know, she was talking. And I said to her, you know, just to leave her with something, I said, "Look, make sure you start early with them. Start early." And that's the key here in this, you know, episode that you're listening today. It is starting early. Get them started early. As long as they're old enough to point at an object to say, "I want," or "I need that," they have their own language where they can tell you what it is they want. They're old enough to start learning the word coins. They're old enough to learn the word fin. They're old enough to learn the word tech. They're old enough to learn the word, you know, mortgage. Just throw financial money words, terms at them. Make up a song, you know, change an existing nursery rhyme and put in money terms. Become a rapper, whatever it is. Start them young. Thank you so much for listening to this episode today. My name is Deborah Sawyer. I am your money literacy educator for kids. Until next time, I will see you all soon. Much love. Adios.